The new movie Dangerous Liaisons is the story of sexual treachery in the French aristocracy on the eve of the French Revolution. It's directed by Stephen Frears, who also directed My Beautiful Laundrette, Sammy and Rosie Get Laid, and Prick Up Your Ears. Stephen Schiff has a review.
Dangerous Liaisons has all the trappings of an Oscar-hungry prestige picture. An 18th-century setting, period costumes and furnishings, a whisper of Gluck opera on the soundtrack, and a distinguished source, Les Liaisons Dangereuses, the 1782 epistolary novel by Choderlos de Laclos. But the movie is much darker and more disturbing than prestige pictures generally manage to be. It has real heat and real venom, and it succeeds where so many films in the era of AIDS have failed. It gives eroticism its proper weight. In other words, it makes sex look dangerous again. With the writer Christopher Hampton, who adapted his own successful stage play, the director Stephen Frears has reinvented the aristocracy on the verge of the French Revolution. He imagines it as a class of extraordinarily vigorous and sophisticated people who pour their talents and energies into social strategies, as though social relations were politics or war. The highest stakes involve seduction and sexual reputation. And the masters of seduction are the Marquise de Merteuil, played by Glenn Close, and the Count de Valmont, played by John Malkovich. The game begins when these two make an unholy wager.
No, I think you should organize an infidelity. With me, for example.
You refuse me a simple favor, then you expect to be indulged?
It's only because it is so simple, it wouldn't feel like a conquest. I have to follow my destiny. I have to be true to my profession.
All right, then. Come back when you've succeeded with Madame de Tourvel.
Yes.
And I will offer you a reward.
During the course of the movie, Valmont succeeds in seducing the virginal but avid Cécile Volange, well played by Uma Thurman, and then the virtuous and loyally married Madame de Tourvel, with whom he also, unfortunately, falls in love. Tourvel is played by Michelle Pfeiffer, in a performance that's so luminous and unaffected that her resultant undoing has the force of tragedy. But the casting of the two central villains is somewhat less successful. As Merteuil, Glenn Close is effectively regal and ruthless, but she also does an awful lot of wicked witch posturing that sends her performance careering over the top. As Valmont, John Malkovich is over the top too, in ways that are fascinating at first, but eventually drive you buggy. Valmont need not be physically attractive to be a master of seduction, but Malkovich makes himself so repugnant that he turns the movie on its ear. And his hoity-toity airs are charmless and miscalculated. He seems not only to disdain his victims, but also to disdain seduction and copulation themselves. And though a great artist may despise his audience, he can never despise his art. These casting anomalies, along with some bad screenwriting and a series of fuzzy-headed plot twists during the final 15 minutes, blunt the movie's force, but they can't destroy the air of malignancy and horror that Frears creates with his elegantly gliding camera, his fleet cutting, and his use of wintry natural light that freezes his subjects beneath their powder and rouge. Dangerous Liaisons isn't perfect, and you could never call it fun, but it's a brilliant tarantella of a movie, a swift, graceful spider's dance.